No, I don't take it seriously at all. I don't trust Comey's memory at this point. I watched him a week and a half ago go into great detail about Huma Abedin sending 100,000 emails to Anthony Weiner. It turned out it never happened. He was totally wrong about that.
That is exactly why he wrote a memo, so that his memory could be believed later on, because I'm sure that the outcome was so preposterous that he was not hearing what he thought that he was hearing. And in fact, he did share it with other people within the FBI for this exact purpose.
There's going to be a call for memos. There's going to be a call for tapes. And it would seem to me that Congress would want to get on the record with the former FBI director ASAP. Where does this leave Republicans?
Oh, I think Republicans want to go after Donald Trump as well as Democrats. Washington, the swamp, it's like a bucking bronco trying to throw Trump off their back. They want him out. They want to send a message to any other outsider. Don't come into this system.
Well, it doesn't end there for the White House. It has also had to respond to allegations that Trump shared highly classified information with Russian officials at a meeting in the Oval Office. Here's what the U.S. National Security Advisor had to say about those claims.
The premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate, totally appropriate for the president to share whatever information, wholly appropriate, which was wholly appropriate what the expectations are of our intelligence partners. And none of us felt in any way that that conversation was inappropriate.
Alexei Yaroshevsky has more details about the meeting and the resulting fallout.
During the briefing, McMaster also said about the joint effort against terrorism that the two countries must have. One of the main points of discussion between Lavrov and himself was counterterrorism measures. He tweeted a few things out.
As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety. Humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism.
Well, this, believe it or not, in the eyes of many journalists, legitimized Washington Post reporting from Monday night. And still, the media is running a new spin to the story. The New York Times and NBC both have been running the story that it's actually Israel which provided the intelligence to Donald Trump, which he allegedly and reportedly told to Foreign Minister Lavrov at their meeting last week. But ironically, one of the top reporters of MSNBC, Richard Engel, tweeted out that, in fact, one of the U.S. intelligence officials had told him that the only thing that Trump said to Lavrov was the information about laptops, which the terrorists have designed, and they could carry it on board and explode the aircraft out of the air. So that's, it creates a lot of confusion as to what the truth is behind all this story.